This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Penny, Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, and our producer is Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
Never.
I thought I would remind you one last time.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to get you a nomination and a win in 2020.
Okay.
Not 2019, 2020.
That's pushing it. Yeah,
but, it in 2019. We're trying to get in more stations. We used to thank all of our stations. We have a lot of affiliates out there that carry us. Thank you for, you know who you are. Thank you so much for carrying us. Especially thank you to the Amargosa Valley, our favorite people out in Nevada. It's not too far from Las Vegas, for those of you who don't know. If you want to call us at 855
Law.
We like them too. Denise, how do they get in touch with us?
They can call, you guys can call us at 855-529-7234. You can also go to our website and you can see what stations we're on and you can read a little bit about our radio personalities that come before you each week.
And oh, they know about them, believe me.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
also the ability to find a local lawyer in your state there too as well. So we have a lot of, we have podcasts as well. So it's a, our website is www.radiolawtalk.com. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's got the disclaimers there and read those later. Around 11:30, 12 tonight, you think?
It'll help put you right to sleep. I mean, you don't even make it through the first full paragraph. You just got to imagine that the disclaimers are being read in the following voice. Thank you for coming to Radio Law Talk. Please understand that anything that you use or learn on this site is for entertainment.
I'm gone.
Sorry. Yeah, so we're doing this, and Denise is over there in his sultry voice. Anything at all.
Todd put his finger up by his lip, by the way.
Yes. Would you like to exchange legal briefs later?
You've been around your cats too long.
We have fun here. The three of us are such good friends. Hopefully there's no harassment claims going on. Actually, the harassment claims would be you and I. Todd's suing you and I, probably, because we harassed him.
Well, no, Todd's probably more than anybody else.
Denise, my eyes are up here. Okay, my eyes are up here. I just want it known that we'll save that podcast for the trial.
I believe that Mr. Chris Rodriguez is the one who would possibly either do the suing or be the victim of a lawsuit for whatever it is you
and would, and yeah. By the way, those of you who are Chris Rodriguez fans, I officially received the text. He will be here next Saturday hosting with moi. That's Chris. This is his favorite song. He picked the song. We love that song.
Do you realize that if Chris Rodriguez is here next week, and if Case or No Case gets underway next week, he has the opportunity
to
finally take the lead, even if just for a week, because, you know, you'll see him next week, and then we won't see him again until the summer. But he will, for a small part, in point in time, be in the lead.
Well, that's only if...
if he wins.
I don't get the 6 points this hour.
So Chris Rodriguez will have the opportunity to not be in last place.
There you go.
Because I will not be here next week.
Okay.
And so Chris could be above me.
Well, all I got to say, remember we're talking about general topics of law. Seek your local counsel. Remember we practice in California. I actually practice in D.C. Remember we're heard all over the country in multiple states.
And multiple countries.
And multiple countries, too. So everybody loves us, but... we're California lawyers, and we like to make fun of people or talk about cases in a nice way. You know, we're very neutral. In fact, our T-shirt says, when you're tired of politics radio, you know, turn into Radio Law Talk. And that other T-shirt says, who needs law school? Right?
That's right. And I still think we need one more T-shirt that says, that's interesting. Because that's interesting seems to be our buzzword.
And yet a fourth one that says, who needs a lawyer?
Yeah, right. or who needs legal precedence when you have a Radio Law Talk?
Oh, good.
We can think of some. Maybe you could tweet in at Radio Law Talk some examples of what we should put on the back of our T-shirt. And please make it PG rated.
Let's get Todd to do it.
Yeah. Well, this hour we're going to do case or no case. We're going to talk about a little bit about a Nevada judge that was arrested on suspicion. Again, suspicion of domestic battery. And she, it's a woman, is claiming it's absolutely ridiculous. We're going to talk about Summer Redstone's speech impairment. And Summer Redstone is a very famous, wealthy individual,
powerful
man that owns part of CBS, that owns movie chains.
Viacom. And unfortunately, he's going to spend his end of his life in court.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like anyway. But at least now he's got someone to talk
about
him.
The making of a murderer. We're going to discuss that. And then the line. I don't know if we can get to all this stuff, but we got to talk about the nude selfie obtained in the Mueller inquiry. And then we're going to do case or no case. But I want to bring this up really quick, Cal, before we do case or no case.
Sure.
You know, on Thursday, in a court filing, don't forget, now, in this inquiry that Mueller is doing, part of it is bringing these a number of Russians, they're prosecuting a number of Russians, and Russian companies called the Concords. Concord has a management company, a catering company, consulting company, and they're claiming that these are Russians that helped influence the elections in some ways. Well, the Russian company and these individuals are claiming, hey, this is not fair. What we need, Mueller needs to cough up the information that he has received and some of the stuff that they claim is secret, or not secret, but
national security,
mm-hmm. But they have to defend themselves, and that stuff needs to be revealed. And one of the things that's apparently in these documents is a nude selfie of an individual that they will not name.
Or individuals
they will not name. And so that's what is going to happen. And there's a motion before the court to say you have to reveal that and give that information to us.
Are we setting this up to talk about later, or are we talking about this right
later.
Now?
We're going to talk about it later.
All right.
We're going to talk about it later. No, we're going to talk about this now, but, I mean, we're following this talk.
Because there's a hurdle that they
have. Okay, let's talk about
There's
that.
A huge hurdle that they have here.
And
this is it. So what has happened is these Russian nationals have been indicted by the Mueller investigation. Nobody's been arraigned yet. Okay, and that's important because the discovery, they're bringing this case under discovery provisions, and the defense has a right to the discovery of anything that the prosecution intends to present at trial. Now, the key here is the defense has the entitlement to it, and you are not officially representing a defendant until you've made an appearance in court and entered a plea of not guilty.
Okay, now here's
one of the defendants has pled guilty, Concord.
Well, if he's pled guilty, then
it's an entity.
If he's pled guilty, then he doesn't need the discovery because he's already pled guilty. Not guilty. So if they, because this was an issue that we had before. Nobody showed up, and if it's a felony, they have to show up in person. You can't have a representative for you show up. And so if people that are requesting this have never appeared for an arraignment, the whole discovery mechanism arguably doesn't even start until you show up to plead not guilty.
That's right.
And so they're kind of putting the cart before the horse with this motion. If I'm the prosecution, I say, let's have somebody show up and actually enter a plea and go on the record as being their representative before the court.
They did.
One of them did.
Right.
It's a Russian company that is alleged to be controlled by Prozgin. I hope I say that right. Who is a businessman that's very close to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
So with that said, they have appeared and they have pled not guilty. So now they are going after discovery to try to get to the basis for Mueller's complaint.
Right. All right, we're going to be back and talk. We're going to, the nude selfie thing we'll follow up on next week. But we'll be back and talk about case or no case.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit concussionmedicalclinic.com to schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
That was ominous. And now your host, Fred Penny.
Boom. With the sticks, background
too
music.
Too much time on my hands.
Dun, 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 too much
very
time
good.
On my hands. That's
very
right.
Good.
Yeah, one other thing, just to finish up on that, the government case with the selfie, and Denise and I were talking about this at the break. the things that trigger the government's requirement to provide discovery, okay? One is if the government plans to use that at trial. So if I'm a prosecutor and I'm gonna go ahead and put something and introduce it as evidence, I've got to turn it over. No smoking gun stuff. No pop goes the weasel stuff in court. I have to turn it over to the defense prior to that. Now in state courts, usually I don't have an obligation to turn it over any sooner than 30 days before trial. So I don't have to turn it over before a prelim or anything like that. The other requirement is if it is exculpatory evidence. And for those of you that don't know, exculpatory means evidence that would tend to show that the person is not guilty of what they are charged with. And so with this nude selfie or the means by which it was acquired, the government, I think, might be able to say, well, we don't really intend to present the nude selfie at trial, and judge, it's not exculpatory at all. And that's where it's going to get a little hinky, is if it's not exculpatory, because if the means by which they got it violate constitutional privileges, such as the Fourth Amendment, right against search and seizure, if they got it by virtue of a warrant or abused the warrant process, then maybe it would be exculpatory, but they're going to argue it wasn't.
Well, I think what the government's arguing is that the method by which they obtained the nude selfie itself, that process is a security concern. So they don't want to have to disclose the method by which they obtained the selfie. I don't think the selfie itself is against national security concerns, but the method by which they obtained it is.
It depends on what's being shown.
And you're right. That was a good point about them not having a warrant and having a warrantless search. And maybe that's what the Mueller team's trying to avoid, that coming out.
And I'll tell you, if they got it, for example, by virtue of a FISA warrant, and we see the allegations of abuse of the FISA process as it relates to Carter Page and all those other things, then if I'm the defense, I could say, well, if you got it by virtue of the FISA warrant, we believe you guys violate FISA all the time, then we do want to know how that happened. I think there's going to be a lot of closed-door hearings on this.
Yes, I do. And hopefully we'll get a piece of that and find out a little bit behind the scene what's going on.
Well, more important than all this is what everybody wants. They want case or no case.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk or call Cal Hunter, that is, at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Oh, man, I'm on the horns of a dilemma.
Okay.
I don't know whether to go with the ducks or the moose. And so,
which one did you make up?
Well, the answer is I don't know whether to go with the ducks or the moose.
Let's go with ducks because she's an Oregon duck.
Okay. Let's play duck, duck, moose.
Okay, yeah, so this then, ladies and gentlemen, is the curious case of the wandering duck.
Okay.
A company called Quality Logo Products in Hong Kong.
By the way, stop, Cal. This goes right along with Quick Quack Car Wash, who sponsors our show.
And we'd like to thank them for doing so.
There we go.
So, a company called Quick Quack Quality Quality.
No.
Okay. I'm not going to push it that much.
Okay,
a company called Quality Logo Products in Hong Kong shipped from China a cargo container full of rubber ducks on a ship, obviously, to be sent to a distributor in the United States. So far, so good. However, a member of California's Greenpeace environmental movement heard about the shipment and misunderstood. The activist heard from his labor union contact on the dock that there were duck livers being shipped to California for foie gras, which is not legal to produce in this state. And so this activist, Travis Keenwild, managed to break into the Port of Oakland storage area, open the cargo container, and discovered to his somewhat chagrin, 26,000 rubber ducks in boxes. But he was there anyway. He said it's a great opportunity to stage a protest, took the boxes, went over to the edge of the dock, dragging some boxes behind him, managed to dump into the water his own version of a tea party, only it was a ducky tea party, as it were. Police were called, charges filed. Mr. Keenwild is convicted of misdemeanors because the wholesale value of the ducks was less than $500, which I find somewhat comical. However, another environmental group, the Plastic Coalition, no, I'm sorry, I got it wrong, the Plastic Pollution Coalition, which is the main group that's opposing the plastic junk in the ocean, as we all do, called its lawyer to see about suing Greenpeace as a friend of the ocean for the excessive pollution, which was difficult to clean up. You see, gathering up all those ducks proved fruitless.
So a liberal sued a liberal agency?
Well, sure, and they did it because, you know, getting donors can be difficult.
That's exactly
so
right.
So if you think about that. And so anyway, my question for you is, did one environmental group sue another to perhaps cut down on the competition and motivate its donor base? And the question is, case or no case? And we're getting a little shy on time, so I just... it's okay.
We can start.
Well, you guys can call in at 855-529-7234. Let us know what you think about Case or No Case.
You bet.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag us at Case or No Case.
My
we'll
answer
be tracking
is,
you.
I'll start.
Yeah, you have just a minute.
It's a case.
Okay.
And the lawsuit, I think, occurred due to the fact that they dumped those rubber duckies in there, but they're going to lose the lawsuit due to the fact that it wasn't Greenpeace that actually did it. It was an individual that did it, and they didn't sue the – they would have sued the individual, not Greenpeace. So therefore, case, and they lose the case. That is against Greenpeace.
Well,
that's
seems like a logical thought, Mr. Kunin. I can see the wheels turning in your brain.
How much time do we have left?
We have about 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Right now, exactly, until we hit the break. So go ahead and give me your initial thought.
Well, my initial thoughts are that somehow this is foul. And, you know, if it looks like a duck, talks like a quacks like a duck, it's a duck. But I'm just glad nobody was abducted in this
I'll
case.
I'll send you the bill later.
Oh,
yes,
let's
the
move
bill
on.
Later.
Let's move on. We'll be right back. We're going to cut that one short. We'll be right back. Case or no case about the ducks.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming right up.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW. Law.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave his New Year message today. The UN chief said the world was dealing with some of the same fears this time last year.
These are anxious times for many, and our world is undergoing a stress test. Climate change is running faster than we are. Geopolitical divisions are deepening, making conflicts more difficult to resolve.
But he also highlighted some of the United Nations' successes, pointing to peace agreements signed in 2018 between warring parties in northern Africa. The streets of Paris are quieter today than this time last week, as fewer yellow vest protesters were out. Some were targeting media outlets, chanting journalists, collaborationists, for allegedly favoring President Emmanuel Macron's movement. The protests have been the leading news story in France since they kicked off November 17th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penning.
All right, case or no case, I said that the duck case, what happened is these ducks came from China in a box, let me get it very briefly, and this environmentalist individual thought that they were duck livers, opened it up and found that it was rubber ducks. So for fun and protests like the Tea Party, he threw some of these rubber ducks in the bay, and he was arrested. And what happened after that, Cal?
He was convicted, and then another environmental group sued the group to which this gentleman belonged, Greenpeace, the Plastic Pollution Coalition, which is the main driver for the plastic junk in the ocean thing.
Right.
They sued Greenpeace, claiming that what they did created an environmental mess, and Greenpeace is alleging that this is all because they just wanted to motivate their donor base and embarrass Greenpeace and so on and so on.
So I said that's the case, and they lose due to the fact it wasn't Greenpeace that dumped it; it was an individual.
All right, Mr. Denise, I think we'll let you go.
I still had all of my
duck puns.
My puns.
Yeah,
yeah, this is kind of a daffy case.
Yeah, it is.
But
that's all, folks.
I'll cut to the chase. I won't keep anybody waiting any longer because I know you want to wrap this up with duct tape.
Yes.
But so I am going to say that this is not a case because of what I believe a tell came from Cal.
Okay, tell me what the tell is.
Oh, I'll tell you afterwards.
All right, tell us now.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be a tell if I told you now. Don't tell me what to do.
He doesn't want to say anything because he doesn't want to give me that you said you could be a moose or a duck.
I don't want to tell. Who told what? Don't be
I got it, didn't
don't
I?
Don't be a tattletale. So, no, that was not it. That was not it.
Well, I have two separate. I could give you the moose one, but I'll save it for next week.
Well, that one's probably, when I'm not here, and that one's probably not a case either. But I'm going to say this is not a case.
All that just to say that it's not
no
a case.
Case. Okay.
All right.
Because of the animal involved. Okay, Denise, what are your thoughts?
I don't think this could possibly be a case because rubber ducks float, and they're not going to be an environmental hazard.
But they are. There was actually a case where a cargo container escaped from a ship, and they were found literally all over the world.
Really?
Yes.
But they were not decomposed?
No, because they're made out of this... If they were true rubber ducks, and that's been another point of contention, actually, in a case, if they were true rubber ducks, they would break down in the ocean, but they're made out of plastic. Rubber ducks are not rubber. They're made out of plastic.
Oh, got
and
it.
They are meant to not break down in the water. So
no case.
Okay. Okay, so, all right, so Fred says it's a case. Denise and Todd both say,
no case.
Come on, Cal, get real. All right, so those of you who say it is a case...
Okay, do you want to know what the tell was?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know. Yeah.
So the tell was when you were going through this and you were reading the name of the
feathers.
You were reading the name of the
Travis King Wild. Yeah.
No, you were reading the name of the coalition that was suing, and you stopped. And he said, "No, no, wait a second. Like you were really no. I want to make sure I get this right." And then you read it again. It was that the pause to go back and correct yourself to make it look like you were trying to make sure all the facts.
Well, I flip flopped because it's actually the group that the group I gave you is an accurate name. And by the way, if you're listening, group, remember, any relationship between actual events is purely coincidental. So I said the Plastic Coalition name. I said coalition. I flip-flopped them, and I realized I goofed it up. So
I know. If it wasn't even a picture Cal this past Christmas, just think chestnuts roasting on the open fire, him in his rocking chair in his Santa outfit, writing a pad of paper, "Dear, what are you doing?" Ha, 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 nothing.
Writing case or no case.
Fred Penny will never get this one.
Twice.
Just to give you a tease, because you know me, I like to tease. Next week, the curious case of the Milker Moose.
Next
week.
Okay. And next week, I start with 6 points.
And so does
that's
Todd.
That's true.
So No, I didn't get the first one.
That's right. He's got them both.
Denise starts with 6 to zero.
I will start a new score sheet now.
Me too.
Congratulations to you, Denise.
Making a murder filmmaker sued by former Wisconsin police sergeant. Now, this is Making of a Murder. It was a documentary.
Yes.
About a supposed murder, and Andrew Colborne was the police officer that kind of, I guess, you know, was a retired police officer in Wisconsin that was basically the individual that put this put the person behind bars, and they made this basically documentary that made him look bad, like he kind of set him up and was kind of framed him.
Well, the gist of the documentary...
That's what he's arguing.
Yes, the gist of the documentary is that it's about Stephen Avery.
Right.
And Stephen Avery had been convicted of rape, forcible rape, back in the early 90s, something like that, late 80s, early 90s, and then was ultimately exonerated and found to be not guilty by DNA evidence, and he was let out, and that was a big to-do, and everything was great. And then after he had won his release, and while his multi-million dollar lawsuit was pending against the county for his wrongful conviction and incarceration for over a decade, this woman, Miss Halbach, turns up dead. Her body is never recovered, and there is evidence allegedly found on the Avery property, and Avery is subsequently prosecuted for and convicted of the murder of Halbach along with his nephew.
Right.
The focus of the inquiry here is that because of the apparent conflict of interest by the county being sued by Avery, there were a lot of improprieties, as alleged by the documentary, that made it look like those investigating the murder might have had a bias because they were also involved in the investigation of the rape, and the county was liable because of being sued civilly and all of that. And this person who's suing the makers of Making a Murderer, his lawsuit appears to be more based upon what was not said. So they did put in testimony that was brought out at trial that makes it look one way, but then they didn't bring in the opposing testimony that might be a justification for why he did what he did during the investigation.
So who's bringing the lawsuit is the police officer for defamation, making him look bad that he set this guy up and was dishonest.
Yeah, because it did imply that he set up an innocent man. That is really the premise behind the Making of a Murderer. The Making of a murderer is the premise is that the police actually conjured up this murderer?
Well, here's the thing. That's a very difficult case. Let me tell you why. Because, first of all, it's a news agency, and they're going to – wasn't it like a – they're making a documentary, let's say.
It is. They're making a documentary.
And so there's a lot of First Amendment issues here that you got to be careful of, the protections for freedom of speech and the press. And there's a lot of exceptions to defamation. Defamation, by the way, is spoken or written. You can be either way. If it's spoken, it's slander. If it's written, it's liable. But defamation, you've got to show it's extremely very intentional malice with forethought. They really tried to had knowledge that this was
knowingly is yes. also a key yes. element in that. Yes. You've got to know what you're doing is false.
Right, but what I want to get to is the exceptions. There's a lot of exceptions. Number one, the truth.
Truth is always an exception.
Privilege of interest of social justice. Absolute privilege, and there's a qualified privileges. Like journalists have qualified privileges to do things. Or was it made in good faith? Did they have reliable belief? You know, there's all these words. Was it an opinion? And if it's an insult, that's an exception. You can insult people. Was it a fair comment of public interest? There's all these little things. Was there consent? Was there no injury? You know, and if the person's a public figure, then they can't bring it.
No, then it gets to be a harder standard.
Right.
So once you have a public figure, you do have
difficult
proof malice aforethought.
Right.
That's where that comes in.
And so is this guy a public figure because he was the main guy in charge of this investigation?
Just because somebody gets investigated by reporters or whatever doesn't make them a public figure.
Right.
The public figure has to come from the person themselves putting themselves out there in such a way that they then become a public figure.
My whole point, Denise, was that this is not that easy.
This
is going to be a hard one then for them to overcome and win this case for defamation of these filmmakers, because there's a thing. They just don't want to quail the ability of the press and or filmmakers to make films about controversial things.
And you have a right to satire, for example. That wouldn't be defamation. You have the right to put out there your creative thoughts on things. Those are not defamation. So we should follow this. I think this is going to be something that's going
to play out. We will continue to follow this. We got 30 seconds left. I'm really quick. A Las Vegas judge was arrested in state of suspicion of domestic battery. We're going to follow this. They're going to vigorously defend this. Don't forget, it's an allegation, but it's interesting. The Nevada judge. We will follow up with this later on in the week, but we'll be back. We're going to talk more about a number of things going on, including the six things that rocked the legal industry in 2018. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Yeah, but it was mutual.
Mutual?
It was mutual.
All right, we're back on. We're sitting here talking about what's coming up, the six things that rock the legal industry. But before that, Todd had an interesting note on the case we were just talking about, the making of a murderer case.
So one of the allegations in the complaint that the plaintiff is alleging is an incident that happened that was very compelling in the making a murderer story. And the compelling thing was that you had Avery, who had this prior rape case against him for which he was exonerated, and the blood evidence of Avery that was collected for that case was still sitting in evidence.
Right.
And in one of the episodes of Making a Murderer, the cameras followed the defense investigators as they went to the evidence room, requested to see that evidence. It was brought out, and it was immediately apparent that the evidence had been tampered with. The seal was kind of up, and there was a hole in the top of the vial of blood indicating that it had been punctured, and there was less blood in the vial than was recorded to have been in there, indicating that somebody at some point in time had gone in and retrieved blood from that vial. The argument for the defense was been that Avery's blood was planted in and around various important parts of the crime scene that was investigated.
Right, the second crime.
In the second crime. And they had his blood because of the first crime, so they had a source to get it. And this officer, who is the plaintiff, is one of the individuals that had access to the blood on the second indication, second go-round, which was a very strong indicator that the blood evidence was planted. And
because the defense attorneys would also have equal access.
Well, that's true, except this was the first time that the defense attorneys had gone to retrieve the blood to even take a look at it, and they just so happened to have their cameras there for the Making a Murderer documentary that was following the trial of Avery, and the first time they say they went to go look at it, they observed that the evidence appeared to have been tampered with, and the plaintiff is saying that this defames me because you don't have any proof that I actually did that, and you put it out as if I was the one who had tampered with the evidence. And you know, based upon everything that Fred said about what is or is not defamation, I think they're just putting, you know, the Making a Murderer documentary is putting it out there to say these were the defenses that were raised. How can it be defamation? How can it be defamation, in my opinion? How can it be defamation for the Netflix to put out over the airwaves the same information that was argued in court that's all part of the public record?
Not only that, but they have proof. Like I said, look, there's something. There's some blood missing.
That's right.
And there's so allegations, you know, they're all allegations. Go ahead, Cal.
I'll tell you one of the ways I think they can. Things that you raise in court are defamation proof, but stuff you raise outside of court are not necessarily defamation proof. There's a different burden of proof for something that you raise outside of a courtroom.
Yeah, there is a litigation privilege that allows you to say things that you would not be able to say outside. But I want to say something here.
Yeah.
How did they exonerate him? What evidence did they use to get the DNA sample to exonerate him? That could have been the puncture.
That could have been.
Right? I mean, that's my argument.
But there has to be a log of everybody that accessed that blood and when they accessed the blood to do whatever they were going to do. And typically, when they do testing on blood, they don't go in through the puncture at the top. They will open the vial, extract blood, and then close the vial again. They don't puncture the top of the stopper in the vial.
And do they make a little notation on the side, don't they, of the amount removed? Because that's the other thing. Blood, by the way, is not exactly a stable substance. So the amount that was in there versus the amount they found,
yes.
I don't think you can... without any question, say, well, look here, there's a discrepancy. I mean, blood is not as stable as you'd like to think.
That's right. So.
Well, the point is what it sounds like to me, it there's allegations and there's possibilities here for them to say, look, we're looking at things that this could have happened, and we have the right to say that, especially since we're reporters. We're basically reporters. And I think under the First Amendment, there's going to be some real issues there. But, you know, we talked about six things that rock the legal industry, according to Law 360. Let me tell you about Law 360. It's kind of, we laugh about this. And the reason we want to bring this up before the end of the hour, before we get to some of the other things, it cracks me up what Law 360 mentions as a big deal in that rocks the legal industry. To me, it was like, oh. The main thing, Denise, we talk about the Me Too movement and the legal industry. That has become a huge industry now for lawyers and for lawsuits. That would probably, I would say, is the number
that,
one.
That and also for training purposes, for
right.
Actually keeping your attorneys in your office in
right.
check. I mean, it's not just the law side, but it's also the business side of law that has to have reacted to the Me Too industry.
One of the other ones, Denise, that they discussed that I would agree with is the combative confirmation hearings, how they've changed. They've gotten more combative with Justice Kennedy stepping down and Kavanaugh being put in, how that has changed and been elevated from way before. Even, you know, way back in the Nita Hill days, it wasn't this combative.
No, it's so politicized, and that was always the intent of our Constitution, was to keep the judiciary
right.
non-political. And that's kind of a sad, and that's why you can't remove a Supreme Court judge, too, because it's not to be politicized,
right.
period.
Right.
But that's why it says advice and consent, not investigation. I mean, honestly, the Senate's supposed to advise. You know, Mr. President, I don't think you'd be a good guy. I mean, advice and consent is certainly different
right.
than what we're seeing in these hearings.
Right. This is so, the politics is so, it's almost evil.
It's,
I mean,
poisonous.
It's poisonous.
Almost,
yeah.
It is, and I think it's corrupting our three, you know, independent
all three branches
of our government, and it doesn't look good.
And so the other thing is, it talks about the top six things. First of all, I guess the bigger firms are making more money, right, Denise? We're not going to get into detail.
Yeah,
but
we're talking like 1% out there are these huge conglomerate mega firms, and they have decided to give their associates, their new first-year associates, $190,000 a year, and their eighth-year associates, $330,000 a year.
Dollars?
Dollars,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I mean, as a small firm, there's no way we can compete with that.
No, we can't.
Is that plus?
But don't
really
forget. Yeah.
How does that work?
Don't forget, a lot of that has to do with Denise.
Maybe a bonus based on their hourly, you know, how much they build
for
the year.
But a lot of that depends. These,
exactly.
These are people in New York, Los Angeles, the big cities that are making that kind of money.
Or overseas.
Yeah, or overseas.
In England. And
but all the rest of it, to me, was just a bunch of rah-rah. And I'll tell you the one that they missed. I'm going to get this to you. Go ahead. You want to talk
about
one important one?
Really quick question, because I know you employ associates, Fred. I know you do too, Denise. But for billable hours, okay, what is the ratio of actual hours worked showing up as billables? I mean, is it 1-to-1 for every hour worked they are able to bill for that hour, or is it more like for every 2 hours worked they get to bill one? What would you say?
So for me, it's an easy answer. I don't know because we're a contingency.
Okay.
I don't bill by the hour.
And for me, if I'm going to bill 8 hours, I'm working 10.
Okay. So
honestly, that's the way it is.
The reason why I raise that issue is I'm looking here at from a website called Practice Panther, talking about first-year associate billable hours. And the requirement for these large firms, the firms that are paying $190,000 a year, which, by the way, 2,000 hours of billable hours comes out to $95 an hour at $190,000. So
they're paying them $95 an hour.
So they're paying them $95 an hour, but the billable requirement for these associates is 1,930 hours a year.
So 2,000 round number.
2,000 hours, which they probably have to work actually 2,500 hours to get 2,000.
Wow.
These guys are working a lot.
That's 5.28 hours every day of the year.
Yes.
And 7 days a week.
And so they get paid a lot, but the amount they have to work, and they plan on these guys burning out after a couple of years. I don't know how many. I bet you the ratio of first-year associates that make it to that eighth year where they're making $330,000, very low.
That's exactly right. Well, we didn't get to all these other things we wanted to talk about. We had a great time. Next week, it's going to be Fred Penny and Chris Rodriguez here pounding it out, and we may have a special guest. We're going to have a good time. Thank you, Denise and Todd, for being my co-host. Thank you, all of you, for listening to us in the year 2018. And especially thank you to you, Cal Hunter, who pushes the buttons and makes this whole thing work.
It's a privilege.
We appreciate you as our listeners. Keep listening. We'll be back next week, year 2019. Have a happy and safe new year, all of you. Good night.
See you next year.
Good morning.
Yep. See you next year on Radio Law Talk.
Well, some places were good night.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.